In the final module, we talked about the potential role of combination therapy with anti-PD-1, PD-L1, and anti-CTLA-4 antibodies. To begin, an interesting case of a 75-year-old frail woman, a current smoker, who was diagnosed in 2014 with ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer and treated successfully with hormonal therapy. In 2017, during routine surveillance, a small lesion in the lung was detected and was proven on biopsy to be a small cell lung cancer. I asked Dr. Reck how he would manage this patient.
So first of all, I would be a little bit in doubt about the diagnosis, whether this really could be small cell lung cancer, and I would irradiate the nodule, and that would be everything I would offer to her.
What would you do if it were a young patient who was otherwise fit, Martin?
I would operate
it. Operate it, even though it was, quote, small cell. Matt, any thoughts?
Exactly the same.
And if it was small cell at surgery, I would then give chemo, which is standard of care after resection.
Adjuvant, but then as an adjuvant treatment, yes.
And Alice, we posed the question, we asked the audience, what's their second line therapy? And actually the audience is kind of split between more chemo and ipi-nivo. Alice, what we've been hearing about is ipi-nivo in this situation. Is that what you do?
We do use it quite a lot in sort of the second line setting. I mean, based on CheckMate 032, where we did see a response rate in the 20% range or so in second and third line small cell patients. But really what we're going for is that tail, right? We want to give these patients the opportunity to get immunotherapy and potentially be long-term survivors. And I worry about pushing off the immunotherapy too late.